systems. Okay, so those are the affirmations, and I'm going to wrap this up with answers to the this week's weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz. So let me look at those again. I don't think you had time to think about it, but maybe you did. All right, so this is the spiritual foundation. All of these ways of being are spiritual foundations. Idealistic calibrates at 295 on the map of consciousness. Humility calibrates at 270 on the map of consciousness. And to be available to others and life is 265 on the map of consciousness. All of those are of higher consciousness. Each one of them is a foundational building block to higher levels. So my invitation to you today is to pick one. Pick one that's easy for you. Can you be available? Can you be more available to somebody right now? And who can that be? That could be a little exercise. How can I be available to people this week? Or humility. How can I accept that I don't know it all? And trust me, we do not know it all one iota. Relative to the vast map of consciousness, we know nothing, really, and Dr. Hawkins will attest to the same thing, because he's experienced very high levels of consciousness, and the mind really is kind of puny relative to that, which is not to dismiss the mind. The mind is useful, but have humility. You do not know the vast context of your life beyond, you know, the eagle's eye view is how are you fitting into all that is. That's the vast context. That's the truth. And you don't have the awareness of your past life and the past life of others and how it all works together in this beautiful, kind of mosaic. I'll use that word because it came across my awareness today. Mosaic of life, right? You have no awareness of beyond you and lifetimes past. So have humility and realize you don't know it all or even close to it all. But you can still have confidence in what you do know, of course. I don't want you to feel that you're incompetent or you don't know, but you have some awareness, okay? And the last way of being is idealistic. You know, how can you be idealistic? Which, by the way, is the highest level of consciousness in our quiz this week, to be idealistic. If it's a leap for you to go there, start with being available. That's on the lower end, though it's still high. Just so you know, to go from available at 265 to idealistic is a quantum leap in consciousness, because these are 10 to the 265th power, 10 to the 295th power. That's a quantum leap in power if you know anything about your math. So that's it. I want you to, you're likely going to want to bookmark this episode, because I had to come back to it again and again, the book, you know, Dr. Hawkins' book, Letting Go, The Pathway to Surrender. Not everyone gets it. I didn't get it, and I've read all his books, which are of higher consciousness. It takes time to get. And I feel like with all my experience and I'm very observational. I pay attention to what's happening in my own consciousness, how I'm feeling, how I'm reacting, how I'm letting go, how is that working, what's working, what's not working. So it's nice to have a coach, and I'm here to coach you along. Give it a try. It takes practice. Read the book. Come back here, ask more questions. If you like what's going on here, subscribe to the podcast at trumpeteroftruthradio.com. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel at trumpeteroftruthtv.com. And you can visit me on my website if you like what's going on and you'd like to have me come and speak at a group or I have a lot to say to corporations and employees. There's a lot to be spoken about understanding levels of consciousness in the workplace. And there's a great case study of a man who took the letting go technique to corporations and their sales force with tremendous results. When you let go, sales rates go up. And there's a reason behind it, right? So I love to speak. Invite me to speak to your retreat. If you have a retreat or an event, a corporate event that you want some help, I'm here to help. I'm here to end human suffering. Me and Dr. Hawkins, we're on the same page of that. No more suffering. Let's have fun. I'm just doing it from a lower level of consciousness than Dr. Hawkins, but I do have higher level consciousness understanding, and I've been there. So I can assure you that Hawkins is talking from a very high level of consciousness, as does the Buddha and Christ and other avatars throughout history. He was an enormous gift to this planet, just so you know. All right. So if you want to connect with me too, trumpetoftruth.com is my website. I'm also the founder of the Mind Body Spirit Network. And I have another podcast called High Vibe Tribe Radio and High Vibe Tribe TV, where I interview experts in the field of mind, body, spirit from throughout all the world. And that's another fun thing that I do. So thank you for joining me. I love your feedback. And next week, I don't know what I'm doing next week yet. It hasn't come to me. So you're just going to have to wait. This is going to be like a soap opera. You know, I used to watch The Guiding Light with my mother. So next week, as the world turns, I'm turning 2 in. So anyway, you're just going to have to stay tuned. I don't know what's going to come up next week. We'll see. Talk to you later. Signing out. My name again is Liz Gracia with your weekly dose of higher consciousness. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of higher consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.